Hi there, this is Laureate Hughes of Four Leg Rehab Incorporated, your place for online canine rehab education. So, in today's audio, in a business and marketing audio, I wanted to talk about an epiphany I had when we were selling our calves in September here. So, as some of you might know, my father passed away in February of this year, leaving my husband and I in charge of his 850 head. Oh, that's just the cow-calf pairs, plus over 100 head of yearling heifers and about 40-some bulls. Anyway, so what does that take us to? Roughly 1,000 head of cattle, of which my sister inherited half, and I inherited half, but he died a week before calving started. So it really threw our lives upside down. Anyways, that is just the pretense to why I am suddenly talking to you about cows. Anyways, so we were selling our calves. Now, the process that my dad has always done, and a lot of the farmers and ranchers in the area here for selling calves have done, is there is a local online auction market, which is brilliant in and of itself. I mean, it's so smart that the auction guys created this, because now you can basically, the guys come out, they take pictures of your calves, they take videos of your calves. So some guy in Ontario or Northern Alberta or wherever can look online, look at your calves, see what the auction guy has to say about them, get an idea of their weight, what vaccines and all the rest that they've been given, all that, so they can get an idea of that. So really, all they have to do is show up online from the comfort of their own home and bid on your cattle. So, and it's great because the auction market has vetted all these people and all the rest. So it's great. Really good process. Anyway, so as we set up, we've got the guys come out, and my husband decided, well, let's sell early because, you know, I just have a feeling let's sell early. So, which is why we put them on the market in September. And so anyways, they were set to go up whichever Friday it was. So everybody came to our house. So the two hired hands came to our place, and so did, and my husband and I were here, and we basically set it up on the computer so we could all watch the online auction. And it hit me when we're sitting there watching, and I'm getting the guys coffee, and we're all ready for it to start, and we're going through, and it's weird because there's no voice, right? There's no guy saying, okay, who'll give me $2, $2, $2, $2, $2, $1, $2, $1, $2, $1. Like all the fun that is an auction, you miss because it's silent. So you just get to watch the numbers going up, going up. So the one hired hand, he's been on the ranch with us now for 8 years, and he turns to me and says, well, what are you hoping for? And I kind of give him this like blank look. He says, well, what are you hoping to get? So I was like, holy crap. First off, I had no idea. No idea. No idea the going price. No idea of last week's prices. No idea what Dad got for his calves last year or the average sale price. No idea what last year's average weight for the calves were. None of that. So first off, I was smucked upside the head going, I know nothing. I know nothing. And mind you, I mean, my husband's been the one dealing with all of that, right? I got enough on my plate, as you can imagine. Anyways, so it hit me that I had no idea what, also no idea what number would make this thing profitable. What number would make us come out at a loss? Or what would be the break-even price? We have, because of how this happened, and my dad was such a, We called him the dictator when he was here. So we had no idea. We had no idea what is it, what are the true costs to run this bloody ranch? So this inheritance of mine might just tank me. Anyway, so we had no idea the yearly cost to run this business. So quite frankly, as he's looking at me, this simple question, what do you hope to get? I thought, oh my God, I know nothing. I know nothing. So in addition to all of that running through my head, the other thing I realized is that, holy crap, I have just allowed our agricultural business to be at the mercy of the market and somebody else's sales process. I have done nothing to get buyers to come because, well, you know, you just sell them online and this is what this business does. And they have the guys who are looking every Friday, blah, blah, blah. But I thought, oh my gosh. So now, not to knock this online process, it's a great platform, right? So your guys from the feedlots can buy cattle anytime. It's not weather dependent. It's not location dependent. In fact, the guy who ended up buying the cattle was from Ontario, and he has a feedlot that's like an hour northeast of Calgary. Anyways, it's great. So not to knock that. And our buyer was a guy who had bought calves from my dad in the past, you know, and the auction guy said, oh, that's a really good compliment to your cattle if you get a repeat buyer, because it means they did well with your cattle, and that's a really great thing. But all of this made me realize, holy smokes, I don't know the name of that buyer. I have no contact information for that buyer. We just had to cross our fingers that the auction guys had alerted them to say, hey, we know you've bought Brian Edge's cattle in the past, you know. You know, they're selling this Friday. So they were informed. So, you know, kudos to this auction market. But it made me realize, We did nothing to help with the sales process, and I would never let that happen in any of my other businesses. I had no control over the process, and that basically smucked me upside the head. And I thought, how ridiculous was that? The only thing I can say that I had control over or thought about is that when they asked us, what do you want your cattle marketed under? You know, and I thought, well, shoot, we can't have it under Edge Hughes Cattle Company, which is the agricultural partnership my husband and I created back in 94 when we got married. It's like nobody knows who the heck that is. We have no presence in the cattle industry. So we put it under that the cattle were being sold under the estate of Brian Edge, and underneath that we had Edge Hughes Cattle Company. So at least we did that, and the thought process being they'll at least recognize Dad's name and his cattle, and then hopefully they'll start to, you know, recognize Edge Hughes Cattle Company. And, you know, and I got thinking, we likely have to do that for at least 3 years because nobody knows who the heck Edge Hughes Cattle Company is. But here's what's interesting. Now, other than that auction site and saying these cattle are going up, we have next to no website presence for Edge Hughes Cattle Company. Now, the only thing that is currently online, that if anybody Googled Edge Hughes Cattle Company, right, to figure out who the heck is this, way back when I set up Edge Hughes Cattle Company on a Google My Business. So one of those, and go back, and if you haven't done this for your own business, do the Google My Business page or your Google business page, right? It's the stuff that comes up on the right-hand side when you were to search, you know, the Canine Fitness Center. And then it's going to come up on your right-hand side, and it's just basically the Google thing that says, here's the map of where they are. Do you want to click to their business? They have reviews, they have pictures, and all the rest. So a number of years ago, shoot, I don't even know how many, I had set up Edge Hughes Cattle Company on a Google business page. And quite frankly, it was because I could not get I could not get Google Maps to figure out where we lived, right? Because we come right off of a highway. It's not like we have a normal street number. We don't have a postal address because we get our mail in town at a P.O. box, right? So I set this up so that basically if the kids or their kids' friends or the parents of the kids' friends were dropping kids off, I could basically say, okay, you know, our 911 code, which is what is the little placard at the end that's supposed to be my location address, that's not going to work. It's going to take you somewhere not our house. So type in Ed Hughes Cattle Company and then click on that, and that I basically did one of those, dropped a pin and registered the business there. That worked. So I created that. I'm going to say, oh, let's say Billy's 21. He did it, so maybe 8 years ago, right? And I had thrown up some pictures, and the only reason I'm going with that is because same kid had done a photography project, and he got some really cool pictures of the cows and one hired man's horse and the cows and the horse together. And anyways, I had put those up, and it was all just, it was minimalist. I hadn't even thought about it, right? Anyways, that's the only web presence for Ed Hughes Cattle Company. Well, lo and behold, because we put that they were on sale at the end of August. So when my September, well, how's this? I get an email from Google, and it said, your page was noticed 145 times in August. And I thought, what the heck? Ed Hughes Cattle Company was looked at on the Google listings 145 times. I thought, that is ridiculous. I have never gotten an email from Google before telling me that anybody's looked at that. I get them for Canine Fitness Center, but Canine Fitness Center, it's like, your Google listing has been looked at 3,500 times or 4,236 times, right? And I'm like, oh my God, what is happening? Why are people suddenly looking at my page? And then I realized, oh my God, it has to do with the fact we were selling our calves. And that's the only place it had said Ed Hughes Cattle Company. So people must have actually gone on and Googled Ed Hughes Cattle Company and to figure out what was happening. Dad never had a website. He had no web presence. It was, you know, old school. Brian Edge, yeah, I've heard of him. Oh, yeah, he's got good cattle. Great. Then September rolls around. So now we've actually had the sale and all the rest. And so at the beginning of August, I get my email from Google that says, your Google listing has been viewed 745 times or whatever, 700 and something anyways. And I'm like, holy crap. Holy crap. That's the only web presence and people are looking at it. And it was like, oh my goodness. It started to tie in with this all. I can have control over this process that for generations and centuries has been very off hands, right? You take your cattle to market and you hope there's guys there who are going to pay a good price. And now it's modernized, so it's online, but you're still hoping. What are you hoping for, Lori? Oh my gosh. So I also then realized, in addition to this page, that I'm going, oh my gosh, I've struck gold. Thank God I had that page, right? So I also realized we had no contact with or of any of the previous buyers of Dad's cattle. We didn't even, we're just barely surviving, really trying to do too many things at once. But we didn't make any effort to contact these previous buyers and say, hey, we're selling these calves on, you know, Friday, September, whatever. And that struck me as wholly stupid. We had no knowledge of potential buyers or any other buyers because we hadn't done any market research into who is out there. We had no way to inform anybody about our cattle and the cattle sale because we didn't know that. We had nowhere to drive traffic to or from or whatever. And I thought, oh my word. Just that simple question that the hired hand asked me, what are you hoping for? And I thought, oh my gosh. One, how stupid am I? And secondly, What a potential. Because I'm not the only stupid one. I'm not the only stupid one. This is industry standard, is that, well, you take, you know, you sell your calves and you hope for the best. Holy smokes, why are we not all capitalizing on this and doing what we can to control the sales process? Okay, so here's the plan, a little bit of what I did. So when I realized that 145 people had looked at my Google page in August is when I'm like, oh my gosh, I put more photos up, what photos we had. I asked my husband, I asked kids, I went through my website to try and my computer to figure out what other pictures do I have of the cattle. Okay. And I put those up. I removed the stupid photos. I'm going to not, you know, I didn't have really stupid ones, but I had ones of the chickens in my chicken coop because whatever, I loved my chickens, but they have nothing to do with the ranching component. And we had one of the old bunkhouse that's on the place because it was just one I had taken. And at the time, I didn't care. I was just putting them up as a joke. But I took that down because I thought, holy smokes, now people are looking at it and they care. So I did that. But the other things I can do, and I'm realizing that free Google My Business page, I can put up articles. I can put up the history of Edge Hughes Cattle Company and make mention in there how we started and Peter's background from the ranch he grew up on down south of Calgary. And I can put, you know, who I am in relation to my father and how my great-grandfather and great-great-grandfather had homesteaded out in this area west of Calgary. Put that there, and we've been in ranching since then. So I can put information there. Now, here's the other thing I'm thinking. So simple. Nobody does this. I am going to send a thank you card and a thank you gift to the buyers. Like, nobody's doing that. A simple thank you card to thank them. Maybe a gift basket, fruit basket, whatever. Thank you so much. You know what? Make myself different than the other guys who just, you know, oh, great, there we go, transaction done. And you never actually shook the hand of the guy who bought your calves because it's all a virtual experience, basically. Okay, so simple. I'm going to do that. We need to do a bit of market research. So, and I've told my husband he has to do this because I don't have time. But we need to go through and we need to see who are the names of the buyers that have been buying all fall here and do a bit of research on them. Who are they? Where are they from? Are they buying cattle that are local? Do they care if they're only buying cattle in a certain area? Or are they buying cattle from anywhere? And the cattle that are selling at the highest prices, is there something specific about their genetics? Are they more, you know, Charolais or Simmental or Hereford or Angus? Is there something about the breed that is commanding a higher price? Is it something about the size, the weight of the calves that are demanding the higher price? Is it geographical location compared to the feedlot? So what can I learn? Okay, so we need to do some market research, figure out who these people are. Okay, because then we can contact them. We can send them information. Alrighty. I'm also then thinking and looking about creating or getting a dedicated web page or Facebook page for Edge Hughes Cattle Company, somewhere other than this Google listing, which is great. I'm going to pimp that up as best I can. Okay, but is there something else I can do to improve that? Turn in my page here. We need to then also, start having some direct communication with our past buyers. Okay, so I can't even believe how stupid it was to not do this, and especially when there's been a change in the ranch and a change in name, and because Dad never had us involved in anything, nobody knows who we are. In fact, some people have said, oh, I didn't even know your dad had kids. Yeah, well, that's how important we were. Anyways, so we need to do that. We need to do some direct communication with past buyers. As I said before, we recognize because of that, our sales information needs to keep a state of Brian Edge, likely for 3 years. We should solicit new buyers, send information, calf picks, cow picks. And what I'm thinking of is like maybe a yearly or a quarterly news flyer. So just like a one pager that has maybe pictures of the cows and if seasonally appropriate, the calves, just like, here's how they're doing, or, you know, oh, it's been tough, it's been cold, we're bedding them down earlier this year than we've had to in the past years, or whatever. Something that's newsy, a little bit informational, put some funny cow cartoons on there. One pager, that's all. Goes out, you know, and something like that would kind of get flipped through, looked through, who is sending this to me? Okay, good. Yeah, it'll end up in the garbage, but it'll get looked at. And it reminds me of, there was a neighbor who was a realtor, and she would always, we were on her mailing list. We were on her mailing list, and we would get a quarterly flyer, one-page flyer of these are her listings. She would do a little blurb on here's what's happening in the market, and she was always one that did agricultural listings and large acreage properties. Now, I mean, I'm living on part of the ranch that is, I am fourth generation, my children are fifth generation, so I'm not looking to buy, okay? But who cares? I have referred clients to her. So I am not a bad person to market to, and every time I would open the envelope, I would flip through because I was curious and nosy to see what other properties were selling for, where are they, size of the property, what does the house look like, what do they have water for. I love real estate, but I would do that all the time even though I wasn't looking. So I think there's got to be guys who would go, oh, this is interesting. You know, yeah, I've never bought these cattle from Edge Hughes Cattle Company, but they're sending this out to me, and it's really kind of interesting, and I like looking at pictures of cows, and they always have funny cartoons. So why wouldn't they start looking at it? Okay, so that is my other thought there. Okay, so in summation, I'm thinking, oh my God, this is crazy. Crazy and crazy. I hope what you're realizing, and I hope you're not thinking, oh my gosh, but I'm not selling cows. Like, why is Lori telling me about this? Like, God. Because the bottom line of all of this is that it's crazy to put all of your control into the hands of someone else, or worse yet, fate. That you need to control the driving of business to your business. Okay? I think what this story highlights is the need to do some direct-to-consumer marketing. So the actual dog owners, okay? So don't just be relying on your vet referrals, you know, and the same in the human market, okay? So all of you that are vets, vet techs, and have always been in the vet industry, here's my 2 cents coming from the human industry, is you can't just rely on the doctors to send you this information, send you patients. You have to be selling direct to consumer. You have to get the dog owners to be looking for you, trying to find you, being interested, being engaged, getting information from you, all of that. You need to do what you can to be able to get new clients in and keep your returning clients. Okay? Web presence. It is critical to have good web presence. Stuff that is going to continue, stuff that's going to be engaging, stuff to look at. Alrighty? So if you are one of those clinics that just has a one pager on, you know, canine rehab, we offer electrical stimulation, laser, underwater treadmill, therapeutic exercise, stretching. Oh, add some pictures, make it more interesting. Do something to make it interesting. So put in articles, blog about it, any of that sort of stuff, okay? Get a Facebook page that is specific to either your rehab business, or if you are in a larger vet clinic that is the rehab department of XYZ Veterinary Clinic, okay? And get people get people, so you give them something that they can go to, they can see. So develop, enhance, create your web presence. Be different. Okay, so I'm going to send thank you cards and a thank you basket. Do things that are different. Send information to your first-time customers after. Send something in the mail to Fluffy Jones that is, we're so happy that you came. And if you're happy with your appointment, please review us on Google or whatever, right? Here's a coupon for your next follow-up visit. Here's a $5 off or whatever, because you can do that to an existing client. You can't do that to solicit new clients. In some places, some states, some provinces, some professions. Anyways, there's ways to do it. But something, send something out to them. Alrighty, newsletters, those sorts of things. Market research. Do your market research. What is your competition doing? How are they out there? What is their web presence? Look at other businesses. Look outside your own business. This is exactly the whole point of, here's what I learned from my whole agricultural business experience and realizing I am not a stupid business person, but how I have approached this agricultural side of things has been stupid. Okay, so look outside your business. Look what catches your eye. What does your dentist or your doctor or your chiropractor or your podiatrist or anyone that you buy from regularly, what do they do to keep your business? Is there anybody that really makes you go, wow, that really does make me think? Okay, so think about those things. Look outside your own industry. Is there anything you can leverage? Okay, what are the things? So I'm leveraging my dad's name because we weren't allowed to be involved in agriculture until he passed away. So I have to leverage his name until I can get ours out there and up and running. Alrighty. So the moral of the story is you need to take control of your business if you want to grow and prosper. Whew. On that note, I hope this helps you, and I hope it helps your business grow. Until next time, cheers!